Life's a binge.
Right?
Whenever one day I was just at home for lunch, so I can check out what's upon the Brady Bunch. And when I'm walking through the front door at night, I gotta see this living on the pricey side. Oh, and every dream that I spend my days staring at some people getting cut the rain. I need my TV.
So, you know what's cool about that song? There's a couple things that are cool about it.
Lay it on me.
Yeah. So, I've not written a lot of songs in my life.
Correct.
But I have written a handful.
Yes.
Like, maybe a dozen.
I've written one song ever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
One?
What was it? Since there's only one, what was it?
It's called Rest My Eyes, and it's about having crazy
maybe
insomnia.
Maybe you showed me that.
Probably.
You did show me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When, what point in your life did you write this song that you're crazy and something?
5 years ago?
Yeah. No, it
was it earlier?
It was probably around there. Uh-huh. But it was a poem that I had written. And then when I got like computers and stuff, I was like, I have GarageBand. I can make music.
I can do
and
everything.
And then I just literally like did the same four notes, like looped over and over again, and then just used the poem words and turned that into a song.
Like with auto tune? Like,
no.
So it was just spoken.
No,
you sang it to the thing. Oh, I see. You sang it to the thing. Okay. Yeah.
Did you harmonize with yourself?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's what those apps are. That's what that's made for.
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
This is beautiful. Me doing a 4-part harmony.
Yeah.
They're all me.
This
just
is
so you
all
know.
Me. By
all
the way,
me, guys. Just,
you know. Just all me.
Yeah. But one of the songs that I wrote a while ago, one of the first few songs, was a song about TV.
Nice.
And so,
how come we're not using that?
Why isn't that on here?
That's, you know, it's probably not as catchy. I mean, it's catchy. It's kind of like
ding, ding, ding.
It's like
ding,
real simple.
Ding, ding, ding,
that
ding,
sounds
ding,
like James
like,
Bond.
Ding, ding, ding,
a little.
That was like it goes like this. Okay, I'll do it for you real quick without the guitar. But
yeah.
It's as simple like two, like three chords. But it'd be like, what can I do? How should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I turn to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? But I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Oprah has to offer me. But Oprah is boring, Dr. Phil is lame. So I check out the score in the baseball game. I just need a little something, a little distraction. I just need
a little TV. So how come we're not using that as the theme?
You're like,
once I write the theme song, it's like I'm using the Blink song because like I know that song's about TV and it's fun.
You know what we'll do? We'll record it right after we record tonight.
Sure, we will.
Can use it. We can use it for this episode.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe you just heard it instead of the Blink theme song. But anyway, welcome to Life's
That's
a,
true.
Yeah.
What is this Blink song
maybe.
You're talking about?
But anyway, look, welcome to Life's a Binge. Episode, I forget, 150-something.
Oh, that's
it's
a good question.
It's like 135.
That's a good question. I really have no idea.
It's a Cynis file somewhere.
It's, yeah,
I don't
I have
keep
it
track of numbers.
I think it's like 135. Yeah. It's probably more than that. But anyway, check us out at lifesabinge.com. Find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. And yeah, I think that's all the goods that I have to say.
Indeed.
So let's get this episode a rolling.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
There it was. I didn't have a drop deep for that breaths. Button. I have to edit that one.
What do you mean, what button? The button for what?
The actual, like, exactly. Life's a Binge.
Oh, you have to edit that in later.
Yeah, you know.
So you'd like to do that so we can, bam, just do it.
Well, and then people would actually hear it because we're always like, and there was a theme thing, and like it's never there. But now I have this toy that I can actually do it.
Bam. Okay.
But anyway, it's been a few weeks, so we have to get into our first.
Just a couple.
Yeah, but we got to get into our first segment.
I just say, we don't ignore our listeners for more than a week.
What's up?
Yeah.
So as always, what's up, man?
What's up? That is cool, isn't it?
We are doing.
Have I told you? I probably have. The time I was in France. And
you went to France?
I went to France in 2000, the year 2000.
Oh, wow. In the year 2000.
Diego goes to France. I went to France and England, and my friend that I went with, we did a thing about what's up, what's up, what's that. Okay. We did a thing. We would say bonsoir.
Nice.
Stick your tongue on it.
That's fantastic.
Just like the what's up commercial. Yeah. What's that?
You did that while you were in France?
I did. We
in
did
the view
it
of
all,
French people? Because they're like
all the time.
Americans.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Bonjour.
Bonjour is good day. And then bonsoir is good night.
Bonsoir is good night. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but bonjour doesn't work for...
That's 3 years of high school French there, guys.
It's hard to get your tongue out, you know, and saying bonjour, but you say bonsoir, and your tongue just falls out of its mouth, so bonsoir.
I dig it. Yeah. I dig it a lot.
That's how they say it, too.
So what's up is we're recording for the first time in
5 weeks.
Five or six weeks.
Since we're here. Yes.
And, you know, it's funny, over these years of recording, I'm kind of figuring out a little bit about audio and how the rooms work and stuff.
Me too.
And you know
now
how
the room is more empty.
There's nothing empty in this room. It's all echoey.
It's very echoey. Yeah. But also,
so
what
don't
I realized,
blame the audio engineer, aka me, because I can't control it.
Dude. If we had a decent audio guy,
hey, I'm doing what I can, man.
But what I notice is when we record outside, it sounds pretty good because there's nothing for it to bounce back to.
Yeah. Right.
So it picks up our voice, picks up a little ambient noise, which
picks
I think
up
is
the
kinda,
crickets,
which is kind of cool.
No, it's
I kind of dig it, you know, but it was cold. It was way too cold.
Yeah, it's
so
cold tonight.
I kind of like the feeling of it bouncing back a little bit because you'll know like you're in a real space.
We're recording. Well, anyway, but so long story short, we're back at your base.
I got everything from storage except the couch that we're going to give away.
Is that like your first full night back in the place?
No, we've been in for a week, but I've had to work every single day since then. Yeah, and so, try to work during the day and then move at night. Like I should not complain.
Boo.
But welcome back, everybody.
Yeah. So you're glad to be back?
I am very glad to be back. It's all kind of, you know, when the owners kind of walked me through we were like meeting and he's like, hey, so what do you think of the place? I'm like, it's pretty good.
It looks okay.
And he's like, pretty good. And it's like, it's over
the
top.
He was hoping for it. That almost fell on me.
He was
hoping for you to like jump up for joy.
He did. He really wanted me to kiss his butt. And like, but the thing, like, dude, I'm in the middle of like a hectic fucking 6 weeks trying to like more than that, like probably 2 months trying to move.
Trying to not make thing. The microphone fall. Yeah.
Fighting this microphone.
I should have like figured
that
out.
I will succeed.
Out. Well, can you? I love this. Yeah, I'd hate for you to have it. I don't want you
all
to,
this out.
I can't take it any more than it's solid.
All of this is out.
So, let's do this.
Just hold it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can hold it if you want.
When it comes down, I'll just grab it.
Okay.
That's more graphic than.
But after like probably a month from now. If you ask me, like, what do you think of your new place?
Right.
I'll be like, oh, it's great.
Well, yeah, you'll have had time to
adjust
it.
And relax and enjoy
more
it.
On the wall and stuff like that.
Yeah, put some stuff up, and you know, which I'm looking forward to. But that's what's up with me.
Nice.
Getting back, back in the house after this long ordeal and fat 30% rent increase.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah.
At least they, like, did stuff after you.
They did a lot of stuff. I'm sure they probably spent tens of thousands of dollars. Probably
20
G's probably.
What's up with me? Nothing. I did nothing. I got a Nintendo Switch, and that's about it.
Now, did we
that's
ever
something?
That is something.
What are you talking about?
It looks cool.
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Did we? Oh, it's really new.
Yes.
That's awesome. So
which means that Jared really wants to be there playing it.
I brought
right
it with
now.
Me because I can. Because that's what I can. I'm just gonna zone out and just like start playing. You're like, what? Black Panther. I'm like Zelda, guys.
So
like Breath of the Wild.
Did you get Breath of the Wild?
I got Breath of the Wild, and I got Mario Odyssey. Yeah, those are the two I got.
Breath of the Wild, never heard of it.
It's the new Zelda game. It's supposed to be like the greatest, like one of the greatest video
world.
Games of all time.
Is it actually a Zelda game? Or is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's part of that series.
Yes. It's supposed to be like the greatest video game
of all
time.
Like the pinnacle
of
gaming.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you'll have to let us know.
I will. So far, so good.
But now, did we ever mention the award you got for Carrier of the Week or Month or something like that?
It was of the year.
It was a very special award.
It was of the year.
Oh, what? See?
I wish you guys could see the humility in Jared's face and he says,
it was all time. Nobody delivers mail better than me. Okay, nobody.
I want you to know.
No, I did not. I did not mention that. So well, anyway,
mention
this
it, because that's cool.
It, yeah, from right. the, we'll see. I am weirdly humbled about it because, well, it, I don't even know how to describe it. It's not that great of a thing to me. It is cool, but here, it, let me explain sure. why. It's from the East County, California newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
First of all, I've lost 97% of humans because they're like, what is a newspaper?
Right, East right. what?
And not only that, it's the East County yeah. Californian, which you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Huh. And so, but anyway, it's still a, people had to write in my name. It's like they send out a ballot and people write in their, the, who they want. And
that's
people
cool.
wrote in my name.
So it's like real people saying.
Yeah, the customers actually wrote my name in.
So that's how did right. you find
and,
out?
They called me and like, called the office and we're like, hey, just so you know, you got second place in the thing or whatever. East County mail carrier. I'm like, sweet.
That's awesome.
Second place. I think
It's gold and silver. They don't call it first and second.
So somebody.
But my certificate says best mail carrier 2017.
The A. I'll take way, that. So believe me, in the years come,
that's right.
That's going to be, I was the best.
I was.
That's what the certificate says.
I have yeah. the paper.
As time goes on, that's how it will be remembered.
Yeah.
Grandpa, why is it silver?
Like, yeah, it's not silver. It says best.
Son, that's platinum.
yeah. Even more better than gold. So.
But yeah, okay, so that and the Switch, and I go to the movies a bunch. We went to the drive-in. I don't know the last time we recorded what I told you, but we saw Black Panther and Coco at the drive-in.
We didn't talk about that.
Okay.
As so a what devil I, back to back?
I see, yes.
Ooh.
So I like saw some movies. I saw Greatest Showman since we've last
nice.
Recorded. Oh. I just go to the movies.
Good. Dude,
movie Pass is the bomb.
Get movie pass is good.
I still have to do that.
Oh,
I go
dude.
To the movies. Well, I go to like the cheapo places where I know people. So get sometimes I can go. And that's
10 money. Bucks a month. I know. Dude.
Yeah.
10 bucks a month.
I go to Movie Pass.
Other than that, I don't know. It's hard to think of like what's been going on the past few weeks because I've just been living it, man.
Well, let's find out what's up with our guests.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
So we'll actually introduce him before the main topic because I did it kind of on purpose because we did a rerun last week and it was the episode that you were on.
I want to say this is not the only podcast that wants me to talk about this movie.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But I did volunteer for the other one. I was like, hey, I know because he's doing a whole like Road to Infinity War thing, and
nice.
Then I get to this movie. I was like, bro, like you have to have me yeah. talk about it. He's like,
come on.
And he's like,
come
yeah, on. I know. Like, you're the only nerdy black guy I know. So
that's not why.
That's
the only reason.
But when we get to it, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah,
I get it.
So since we've last spoke, anything new with you other than working weddings till midnight?
I don't want to talk about that. I've been going to a lot of movies too. I'm trying nice. To get all the Best Picture nominees under my belt mm-hmm. before the Oscars. And I'm most of the way there. I've seen four, which means there's five left. There's nine total, right?
Something like I think that. So, yeah.
But I've seen Get Out, Dunkirk,
great.
The Shape
good,
of Water,
and haven't seen it.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing,
Missouri. Great.
All of which are great.
What's your favorite?
Well,
you posted on Facebook, you said Get Out.
Yeah, Get Out's my favorite.
Get Out is damn
Get Out's my
good.
Favorite.
Get Out.
Because here.
No way.
When I'm watching a movie, like how I feel and like the experience of watching it is very much a big part of how I rate a movie, which uh-huh. I know is kind of unfair because, you know, some days are better than others and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I feel,
no,
like,
that's
I feel like on repeat
absolutely.
Viewings, like it'll still be the same. But each movie does something way better than the other movies do. Like
right.
The Shape of Water is like beautifully, artfully crafted. And it's mm-hmm. like very much.
It's a visual movie.
It's like very beautiful.
That one
visual
should win
and
like
simplicity.
Cinematography or something.
Well,
right?
either that or like Dunkirk. But Dunkirk has like the best sound, like
yeah.
far
Dunkirk
and above.
Is so
and it's so beautiful to
well,
look
the
at.
I'm going
to
rent that again
just
on
ridiculous
Blu-ray
because yes.
I can watch it
yes. Yes.
and have some
yeah, yeah.
Blu-ray sound.
The cinematography in that movie, just the fact that there's like, that it's so much is filmed in IMAX, like the close-ups.
And
that
they really did it. Like
yeah.
I crashed a plane
yeah.
just to get the shot.
To get that shot.
All right, man.
Yeah,
you do. And like Three Billboards has the best acting to me. Like,
yeah, the acting is fantastic.
They're top notch. Everyone is top notch. Woody Harrelson.
And the story, like the way the story is good. Yeah. Like it's not cookie cutter. It's good.
And like Sam Rockwell's like whole like arc from pseudo villain to like pseudo good guy. Like,
they give a lot of depth to a lot.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, where's the tag?
I erased it.
Womp.
No, don't need that one.
I'll record a song too for that after this.
Totally. So.
Back around to it, like the overall feel best one to me still is Get Out. Cool. And that might change when I see the rest of them. Like there's still the posts and there's still Meryl Streep in, so you never know.
What we have access to, I know it's not the same as in the theater, but sometimes it's not possible to catch it in the theater. But our boy Matt Thompson has offered all of his screeners from his Academy screeners.
Oh, there you go.
So I was going to pick, we've been talking about picking them up for the last like week or so, but it's been so busy. So that's going to happen. And if you ever want to watch a movie, one of those movies, you can come over and watch it.
I'm down.
Absolutely.
Both of you.
We need to make that happen. So that's what's up.
And by the way,
that's Rich Soublet over there.
Hey, guys. If you can recognize, you
better recognize.
y'all better
recognize. What do we do next? Moving on. What do we do next? I think this.
This just in.
See, now this is one. This is one that you got to prepare for.
No, yes, and I have not. But one thing that happened in the world of entertainment or television, I should say, because over the past couple weeks, you're probably not recording your shows because the Olympics have been on and nothing is on TV. Well, just NBC.
Right.
But most of the shows are on hiatus because of the Olympics. And so that's kind of what's been going on as far as big TV.
And the world entertainment / sports.
And this just in, the Americans stink at the Winter Olympics.
Hey, we won curling, dude.
Well, the women's hockey won for the first time in what, like 20 years?
Yeah, and the women's hockey won gold.
Okay, so that's two of the medals that they got.
It's not the number of medals, it's the quality of
right,
the medals.
Yeah.
Come on, curling. America is in love with curling.
That is pretty I didn't hear that. That's
Wait,
pretty
we got
ridiculous.
Gold in curling?
Yeah, we got gold in curling.
Are you sure about that?
I am positive.
Sweet. So, that's bitching.
So that's awesome.
I'm going to take your word for it.
This just in.
But like figure skating, they stunk. And they're like, this guy's supposed to be great.
They did good.
Yeah, they were okay.
So I got to tell you.
Because they all ended up going first, and you're like, oh man, he got a 92. And then like you're watching the four other people go, and they're like 80, 70. So, and then like the actual figure skaters come out, and they're like, well, that person just scored 138. It's like, what happened to 92 being good?
Yeah. So did you watch any of the figure skating?
Yeah.
It seemed like it was on almost every night.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Generally, like for my life, most of the time, I'm like, ugh, figure skating.
No, me too. I've never been.
But this year, maybe last year, I've been getting into it. I'm like, that's impressive. That's really good.
My big thing that I've realized that this is what I don't like about Olympic figure skating is that they go, here's your free skate or here's your short program.
Right.
And they go out there and do it. And they're like, good job. That carries you over to the next one. I'm like, how come it's not its individual event?
Where as
it's
a
like,
short program.
You can do the combined event as one. You can do the short program as one. You can do the free skate as one. You can do the dancing. But it's like, oh, you did good on your short program. That means you have a decent score going into your free skate. It's like, well, no, the person who did the best in the short program should have a gold medal in short program. And it drives me bonkers.
Isn't that how they do it in the Summer Olympics?
The connection seems arbitrary.
Gymnastics and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It bugged me. Huh. But anyway,
I kind of enjoyed it. I enjoyed some of the big air events and stuff.
Yeah. Sean White was cool. They harped on that kind of a lot, though. Because like during
he didn't win anything last time.
Well, during the other events, they're like, oh, and by the way, they just scored 200 points in their skate, but we were too busy showing Sean White just standing on the snow.
Being red-haired.
It's like, great, he won, but like, whoop-de-doo. Yeah. Oh, and what's the lady who won? The 17-year-old lady?
Oh,
the skier, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. She dominated though. Yeah. Like
the downhill?
No, no, that's the half pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, it's I like, don't know. Yeah. She, I couldn't tell you. They're well, not. It took about six Olympics to get Sean White's name in my head. So
right.
Well, and so yeah, it's I know crazy Sean White and Lindsey Vonn, and that's
like she
that's
about it. Basically her score was the best, and then everyone went for their third round, and they all fell. So it was like she won anyway, and she's like, "I'm gonna do my run anyway." And then she went from like a 94 to like a 99.
Isn't that how Australia she just got its decided first to do gold it. In like speed skating? Yeah. Like everybody fell. And yeah, the he's guy like, won.
Well, okay, like, whatever. Right.
Hey, I didn't fall.
Guess yep. I'm the winner. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. So
I'm the best skater, today. Even though I got the silver medal. It's still, I'm best, it says. So.
It's a platinum medal.
You guys suck. So,
way to bring it back, BJ.
There you go. There you go.
The, the Olympics happened. So here's the other thing. Entertainment news-wise, I am completely floored and kind of intrigued, but I don't know. I want your guys' thoughts. All right. Or if you had seen that Netflix is making a Karate Kid television show starring yeah. Ralph Macchio and what's his name?
As who?
Danny LaRusso.
No.
Yes. Yeah. And what's his name as Johnny? Cobra Kai guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Johnny?
Yes.
The same guy.
Same
so,
too.
So is it, it's got to be set in the future.
It's called Cobra Kai.
Set in the future. Right?
And basically.
I mean, from that story. Like,
yes.
Yeah, they're going to continue decades removed. Yeah.
No, they just cast those two people.
It's like, the same
it's
age.
A brand, again. Brand. We're going to make Grease.
Yes.
Yeah, it's with the a bunch of 40-year-olds.
So it's the same. They're and basically, the premise is that Johnny is opening up Cobra Kai. And he's like, why? And like, they're out.
Oh, my God.
It's a TV show.
I don't know, man.
There was like a little thing on NPR the other day. It was talking about this, like the rebirth of like shows, like Roseanne's coming back, right. And like maybe Mad About You is coming back.
Boo.
And I'm like,
that's
what?
Weird.
Why?
So yes,
like, are we so like creatively bankrupt that we're just gonna keep making the same shit?
We've made that comment
now. Also,
you say creatively bankrupt?
I didn't say that. No, but I should say
I really
support that
had.
Idea.
Yeah.
No, that's yours. Trademark.
Oh, sweet.
Well, so talking about that, it gets me on the idea of I love Netflix. Okay.
Me too.
But
yeah.
I also don't understand why they just throw out the net,
throw
like
the
big fishing
the
net, and they're like, okay, let's just, okay, we'll give that person a story. We'll give this one.
Yeah.
And, I guess
and like the whole, did you guys see Cloverfield? Did we talk about Cloverfield?
I did see
it. I did see it. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about it.
I don't think
did
so.
We?
I don't think we did. So. I liked
Let's,
it.
I liked it.
I liked now, it too.
I didn't think it was great.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Well,
it wasn't great.
Once his arm came off and like, I'm like, okay, this is kind of losing me.
See, it wasn't there. It was after that. When the arm had knowledge,
oh, and it's,
that
yeah, it's like writing its own stuff.
It's like, is it the other him that's controlling the arm? Is
it was so it was weird, and so that it falls into the whole Netflix conversation where like the studio was like, no, this isn't quite ready yet, and Netflix was like, we'll buy it, we'll put it out, will watch
it's great the way it is.
Oh, so they were making that movie already, and then Netflix came in after. It was already on its way and then bought the rights.
They bought it and then they put the commercial out and then they're like, this is airing after
Wasn't
Super Bowl.
Wasn't it also like not even a Cloverfield movie at first?
Kind of, yes.
And then they just
None of
this
them
particular
were.
One. Yeah.
It made me mad because the first Cloverfield, I think Cloverfield, monster.
I really like that movie.
Monster. Yeah. The
Cloverfield's great.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I loved it.
I know a lot of people were like, that movie's terrible.
No. Well, girl, you.
They're wrong.
They are wrong. They're
I'll
wrong.
Tell the next time I see them, you're wrong.
You're
sorry.
So wrong about that.
Your opinion is invalid.
Yeah.
But a lot of people hate this Cloverfield movie, and the same thing with Bright.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing with Bright, where I enjoyed Bright.
Yeah.
A lot of people hated it, like vitriol hate for it.
Is it just because there's the platform now where people can just immediately say this is terrible,
I
so we all
know
that people think it's terrible?
Maybe so. But Netflix is just like, yep, we'll do it. Yes, we'll do it. What, you got turned down? We'll do it. Because out of every 20 shows that they put out that you've never heard of, there's a Stranger Things, which is phenomenal and takes the world by storm. And so they don't care.
They got a lot of good shows.
It's the same thing with like horror movies. If you know like Blumhouse, they're just like, yeah, we'll put out your movie. Great. And then like every once in a while, something will hit.
I feel like they just think that their audience is wide enough, and they know enough about the audience that they're like, some people will watch this, and that's really all we want.
Well, and they also have me as a member, and and what you were saying before is like, I just like going to the movies, and like I
will watch.
I like people are like, that movie was garbage. The Paradox or Cloverfield Paradox sucked, dude. Yeah. It was the worst, and I was like, I was entertained for 2 hours.
Yeah, like it did its job.
Was it a good Cloverfield movie? Yeah. Not really. Did they need to have the monster at the end? Yeah. Not really.
Did I weep? No.
Yeah. Did his arm need to come off and write a clue about how everything happened to go into this one character instead of multiple characters?
Oh my gosh.
No. Is there plot holes? Yes. Yeah. Does that matter? No. Yeah, it was enjoyable. Yeah, and so I'm a chump, I guess, because I just like everything.
It's your Hollywood's dream.
Well, you don't have to be critical about everything.
Well, and that's the thing.
And I think that's what Netflix banks on.
There's a lot of people who are that way.
Well, and like we have a show where we talk about TV and movies and pop culture and stuff. And I listen to other kind of shows that are like that. But I listen to a lot of review shows.
Yeah.
And they go nuts on these stuff. And I'm just like, no, like it was fun.
Yeah.
Like if I had to start critiquing stuff, I turned into a critic, I'd be like, no, there's no way. Because I would just be like, good job, guys.
That was wonderful.
Because I am the target audience for everything because I just want to, I go in wanting to enjoy it. And so I end up enjoying it.
My first and most important question when I'm like, quote unquote, I don't review movies, but when I'm thinking about was that movie good or not, is does the movie do what it wanted to do?
Right.
Like, does it tell the story it wants to tell? And am I watching it the whole time, or am I bored? Am I on my phone? Stuff like that. And if the answer is like, yeah, it did what we wanted to do, then that's fine.
Yeah, but see, I don't think Cloverfield did what it wanted to do, as far as, like, the creators of Cloverfield go.
The whole idea that...
And that's how you feel when you read more, you know, about the production of the movie.
But I liked the movie. I'd watch the movie again.
I'd like it, too. I'm just disappointed in the whole Cloverfield, quote, franchise.
Right.
Because it's so loosely and weakly connected that it's like, none of these movies... You don't have to watch any of these movies to see another one.
Right.
It feels like they handed it to somebody at the last minute and said, make this Cloverfield.
Well, you went back and watched 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I did.
Now, did you enjoy the movie?
Mm-hmm. I did. I thought it was good.
As far as it being a Cloverfield movie, you're probably like, this is garbage because there's nothing to do with anything.
It's weak.
Yeah. Like, it's a weak connection, but it's a really good movie.
The movie's very good.
Right.
But the connection to the Cloverfield movie is super weak. And that's what I heard,
which
kept me from watching it for so long. It's got nothing to do with Cloverfield.
No.
And now that I watch it, I'm like, oh, it doesn't. It has like this tiny little thing.
The very thing at the end where it's like, oh, aliens. That exists.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that exists.
Somebody told me, like, John Goodman's great in that movie. I'm like, I'm sold. I'll just see anything John Goodman's
he's good. He's good.
So yeah, that's anyway.
So this is what else?
Any other news? Okay.
So right now, in the last couple of weeks, we had the shooting in Florida.
I do.
Second Amendment has been in.
Hold on! Don't get all political.
I know. Just listen.
Can't mention it.
That's been in high rotation. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Radiolab, a great podcast. If you've never listened to it, it's a fantastic. You haven't?
I have.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fantastic, well done podcast. Been around for years. Science based generally. They just do fantastic work.
Yes.
So they do a show, a series called More Perfect Union, where they talk about lots of different things about
politics
America.
And stuff. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so they did this last one, which came out just a few days ago, and this will still be only a few days when this drops.
Yes.
About the Second Amendment.
Okay.
And it's fascinating. It's fascinating. The Second Amendment and the history of the NRA. But what's going to bring us to our topic is that the Second Amendment laws currently were highly affected by the Black Panthers in the 60s, who insisted that they use their Second Amendment rights to be armed and watch the police. And because of that, they came out with a whole bunch of gun control laws.
Here in California, especially.
Right.
Because they were afraid, of the black guys with guns, and that was terrifying.
And which is why, sort of tongue-in-cheek, you hear prominent
nowadays,
people saying, hey, let's just get all the black people to buy guns, and then we'll get gun control.
Right. And it's funny, because before I really understood that, actually, it did happen that way, and that was what happened with the Black Panthers. Oh, my goodness, that happened. And then because years later, when it got revisited and it wasn't the Black Panthers, all of a sudden, there's all these new freedom for right to carry and all this stuff. So it's very fascinating. And right about the time that all happened is when they started the Black Panther cartoon or comic book, which I got to wonder if it's not a direct
No, because Black Panther came out before the Black Panther party. It, yeah.
Are you sure?
100%.
Very slightly.
I did. Like I did the research.
Uh-huh. Oh, there we go.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. World. I appreciate it.
Black Panther the comic came out first, yeah. And then when the Black Panther movement started to pick up, and they had that same name, they changed the name of Black Panther to Black Leopard, and people hated it. What? And then they changed it back to Black Panther.
I did not know that.
You're welcome.
That's hilarious.
That, look at you, Jared, doing. Black history.
I love it. The big
it is February.
It is February. It is not, now is the time.
This is the only time we can do that, bro. Yeah, so. During February.
Sorry, that was cheap. Well, that was a cheap joke.
No, it was great. Great. That was fantastic. Great joke.
It's a beautiful joke.
So that's cool. That's really cool.
Yes.
But I have my instincts say
that somehow they're connected. Because I was curious, too. I was like, how is it not Black Panther?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And not only that, like, how are you going to, like, watch Black Panther, which is on pace to become one of the biggest movies of all time?
Yep.
And not, like, wait a minute, there's this group called the Black Panthers.
Right.
Is there any connection to it? Yeah, and right. I got to believe there is.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I could be wrong.
Not likely. But with that segue, yep. We will take our quick little break. All and right. We will be back to talk about Black Panther.
Yes.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola. Let's go. Go. Go.
We are home. My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own now. We own now. We only getting started now. Cause we own now. Everybody think they know me now. Cause we own now. You and I, my homie now. Cause we own now.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's going on forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
And just like that.
Boom, we're back.
We're back. And Rich's microphone's working.
Just like that.
But again, our guest for this episode, Rich Soublé.
Hey, guys.
And I got rid of my terrible spoiler alert drop, but we'll have one soon. But spoiler alert, we're talking about Black Panther. Right. If you haven't seen it, obviously, right. The title of this episode is Black Panther.
If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Well, what's good is that we got a whole bunch of nice content that doesn't spoil anything.
Absolutely.
And then if you haven't seen the movie and you don't want to hear about it,
stop now. But go see the movie.
Yeah. Or you can just listen and then go see it. Then.
Spoiler alert, we'll tell you about it. And this is the type of movie where it's not like a twist ending or anything. Like, we're going to talk about it, but like, it's not going to spoil the movie for you if you know what's going on.
I'll go ahead and say at the top that a lot of what happens in the movie, if you're like an avid movie watcher or story reader, you'll probably see
the
most
plot
things
is fairly
coming.
Predictable.
Yeah.
The plot is fairly predictable. Yeah. Right. Which is one of like the major critiques that people are having. And then anyway, we'll get to that stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
So what were you guys' initial thoughts on the movie? Just that in general as like Marvel fans,
I thought it was pretty. Like very, very, very pretty. Very impressive.
With one exception, imagery. But I'll get to that.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. I'm counting you not to forget. I would forget.
I won't forget.
But
I'll get to it.
I liked the movie. Mm-hmm. I liked the movie. I would give it thumbs up and recommend it. But what I have to say is that I don't have a history with this character like I do with a lot of the other characters.
Sure.
Like
a lot of people, I think, are in
like
that same
Hulk
boat.
And Thor and Fantastic Four and Captain America and Spider-Man and all. I have a long, many decade history with all these characters.
Yes.
I have zero history with Black Panther. So I'm not as in, I have to say that I'm not as invested.
That's
kind of
surprising. To me,
that I'm not in, that I didn't know about it, or
yes, because you have a lot of like Black history and stuff, and you do a lot of research, and you do like Selma and Martin Luther King and all this stuff, and so it just intrigues me that never struck a chord with you as a kid,
well,
or anything,
you know,
like,
probably
because it's like right up your alley, right at your age range, like right when it came out, like I'm just surprised you didn't latch onto it.
It just never, you know, I think probably like you get your little crew of superheroes that you kind of follow.
And that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'll tell you, in Chicago, in the south side of Chicago, in the all black neighborhood except for us, we would get comic books. We would do this thing where we would have a good draft, like a fantasy draft.
Nice.
And you would take turns. You could draft superheroes. So you got to be whoever you could draft.
Right.
So, you know, so I was the Hulk. I was like Vision and a couple other dudes, and everybody, like Tony was Captain America, and he was maybe Thor too, but everybody could like pick it. Black Panther wasn't drafted.
Yeah,
He wasn't drafted. He wasn't like a prime.
He's
character.
Not a big player. Yeah,
and I don't know when he became a big player.
I put Black Panther right up there with Iron Man in like sort of relative obscurity pre Iron Man movie. Even people who were really really in the comics, but at least tenuously, that's the word, maybe, I don't know, people who are like loosely comic book readers weren't like avid Iron Man fans.
I don't know,
like,
Iron Man, I always felt was up there, like I always felt like he was present and like I was aware of him,
definitely around, but never
he's not like Batman or Superman.
Iron Man symbol on a wall in a city somewhere, no one's gonna know what the heck it is. Is it Batman, Superman, or even the Flash?
His symbol? He's got a symbol?
There you go.
No, he's got a symbol.
Like Green Lantern has a better recognizability than Iron Man does.
Yeah. Now, was that DC as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think I probably never really picked up a lot of DCs.
Right. But they have the iconic
symbol characters.
You see
the S, like,
yes,
you know what
you
that
know
means.
Superman, you
whether you've read a comic ever or not, you know what that is.
So yeah, never. Black Panther really didn't get into my purview until probably the mid late 80s, maybe, that I first heard of it.
I didn't know about Black Panther until Captain America:
Civil War. The
first
one I ever picked up probably was when I was 13 or 14, because I had older cousins who were heavily into comic books.
Huh.
And my cousin Bob, if you're listening. Love you, brother.
Shout out to Bob.
Shout out to Robert Snowden.
There you go.
Not a cool name.
Yeah.
He would take me to the comic book store. It was called Dr. Comics and Mr. Games. And they had a cool, really awesome, cool game section and like an extensive comic collection. He was always mad at me because I was more into like Image Comics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he'd try and like push Marvel and like DC onto me. So, and
read
one of them was.
These are the real ones. There'll be movies about these one day.
If there was the internet back then, he would be that nerd on the forum saying, this is what real comics are all about.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wanted me to read those. So he'd buy me like Spider-Man comics and Superman comics. And that's how Superman became one of my favorite heroes.
Nice.
And yeah, like Avengers was in there. And that's how I first heard about Black Panther. I was like, whoa, a black dude. Like, holy crap. Like,
see, when I was following the Avengers, Black Panther wasn't in it. Neither was Ant-Man. Like that was new to me when it came out.
Gotcha. It was like the crossover stories where you'd see like.
Like it was Vision. It was Thor. It was Hulk. It was Captain America.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was Spider-Man. I think that wasn't that later.
That's Spider-Man joined up later.
Yeah. So,
Wolverine was in there.
Yeah, Wolverine joined.
The Defenders too. The Defenders, I remember, but I don't remember it being Luke Cage and all that, because I know I didn't read Luke Cage either.
It wasn't. No,
original. The Defenders were like another group of kind of mainstream superheroes. Yeah.
They
right?
did retool it later on though, so where the actual like Netflix.
So they're actually following something.
Were the actual Defenders?
Oh, okay,
but that wasn't until like the 90s. I don't
know.
90s,
huh. You're talking comic books. I don't know. Yeah. Jack, dude.
Super nerds.
Like, as far as like Black Panther goes, I knew he was a character when they were like, we're going to be making this movie called Black Panther. And I was like, ooh, what's that about? And then you saw him in Civil War, and I was like, that guy's kind of a badass.
Like, I never read those comics extensively, but I knew enough to know. Like, I knew about Wakanda. I knew about the background. I knew, like, why Black Panther is Black Panther and why it's awesome.
I did not. Like, so I really appreciate it.
Like, about his dad. So when we saw his dad in Civil War, I'm like, well, he's dead.
Now, see, here's the.
You knew that already.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Because, I mean, he was the Black Panther before Chow was the Black Panther.
So like, it kind of throws me for a loop because Marvel has always been like, we're based in, quote, reality, where it takes place in the city and you can go to New York and you can go and you can visit where, and, you know, as much as Thor is a Norse god, it's still a, quote, true story, end quote, as far as, you know, the mythology and stuff goes. Uh-huh. And, like, it comes from that part of the world and all this, and, like, they completely made up Wakanda.
For the most part,
completely fictional.
That's where Marvel and DC differ, because DC will make up cities.
Right.
Like, it's nobody's business. Right.
Superman, Metropolis, and Coast City, which is New York, and you know, it's like
Coast City is basically San Diego / Los Angeles,
right? And so they have the but they make it up because it's like it can happen somewhere. It's not happening where you're at. But that's why people are like, Spider-Man, like, he lives in New York, like, that's cool.
And Marvel's always been very, like, city specific when it comes to, like, the United States.
They're grounded in the states or wherever they're from.
Even in neighborhoods. Hell's Kitchen is like, that's where Daredevil lives.
Right. And so it's just kind of bizarre that his entire story is completely fictional.
Yeah.
But I do like the way that they covered it, like, by making it like this technologically advanced society that can that can, you know, hide themselves, cloak themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm curious about. Is that how it is in the comics too?
That's exactly how it is in the comics. And the funny thing is that there's also a DC equivalent, like, it's not maybe equivalent, definitely not equivalent before I say this. In DC, it's Gorilla City, where hyper-intelligent gorillas live.
I've heard about that.
Wait a second.
Where then they're technologically advanced. Yeah, so like where one of the Flash's main enemies comes from.
That's ridiculous.
So I don't know. I'm hoping against hope that didn't come after Black Panther, because that doesn't say good things about DC at all. But it's always been that way.
Can,
like,
DC get a break?
No.
It's always been a hidden hyper-advanced African culture.
Well, and see that. Okay, now talking about the history of the movie or whatever, a lot of people were complaining that there's no Infinity Stone, or this movie doesn't like tie into anything. Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like, if you're going off of what we've seen in other movies, there's probably a stone in the meteorite thing that crashed, which is causing everything to the
superpowers.
If you want to get even more specific, it's in the sand where they bury themselves, because one of the stones is the soul stone, which lets
you talk
to the dead.
That's what everyone thinks is because especially since he's so good and all this stuff. And so I'm like, well, it's probably been there the whole time, which is like, why else do you think they have this crazy technology? Because all the other stuff is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, of course it's there. And it's probably the purple one, because everything's got hints of purple and stuff. So I'm like, it's probably the purple one. No, because the purple one
we
saw.
No, the purple one's the power one.
Yeah, yeah, we saw that one already. Dang it.
So it'll probably be orange. Yeah.
Well, is that the one that he showed in the Infinity War trailer? Maybe he gets it.
Well, I mean, because part of the trailer takes place there. So, yeah.
Anyway.
In Wakanda?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's like a huge like battle in the field.
And they're like, so America's see everyone there, running.
It's funny, after.
Get this man a shield. And you're like, yeah.
After I saw Black Panther,
Andrea
was like, well, I need to catch up, you know, so I put on Civil War. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching Civil War, and then I'm remembering, oh yeah, Black Panther's in Civil War.
He's a big part
of
it.
He's great in Civil War. Yeah. He's like a whole arc.
It's
while
badass.
Sort of being in the background of the movie.
And so you get the idea that when does this take place in the MCU timeline?
Now,
Black
does
Panther?
It take place
because immediately after Civil War.
So he's out there doing Black Panther-y stuff, but he's not the Black Panther yet? You know what I mean? Because in Captain America: Civil War,
because
he's the Black Panther, but he's not the king.
The Black
he's
Panther
not the king
suit,
yet.
So he just has. Oh, because he's wearing
assumption
his
is
suit
just that
he quote made or
my
whatever.
My assumption is that his dad is like older and like not out there like doing it
being
anymore.
The Black Panther.
So he's letting his son like
because
sort of
his sister
get used to it.
His
but that was a separate. I mean, that's like a separate ceremony, right? Like you could be Black Panther without being the king, right?
I don't think.
Maybe
so.
Not. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think so. They'd already given him the. Ooh, as I hit that,
well, see,
the juice
because he had his suit that he made or whatever,
right?
So maybe you have to go through this trial period or something before you actually get like the real good. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, I was just curious because like you watch his dad die.
Yeah.
Which as far as we're led to believe, the king is the Black Panther.
Right.
But you watch him die and all of a sudden the Black Panther's there and you're like, oh, but then in this movie, there's like all this rituals and all this stuff that kind of happens.
Right.
So I'm wondering if it's like. Kind of at the same time, or it's right after, or
they just handed it to him, saying, "Hey, I want you to do this because I'm older now and I can't be out, literally guarding our country from outside forces
with claws,
With claws in his suit, and all that stuff. I need to be a diplomat."
What? How? You guys are like all the other characters? I really enjoyed.
I did.
All the other characters,
just about everybody. Yeah.
Yes,
I didn't feel. The romantic tension between his
ex
Nakia.
Yeah, yes. I just didn't feel it.
I'm kind of okay with that.
I was digging it.
I'm kind
like,
of okay with
like you're okay it was, with like not feeling it.
I'm,
or you're
okay,
not?
I'm okay with not feeling it. I'm okay with it not being like front and center. Just the same as I'm okay with
because when they refer to it at the
end, Okoye and I forget the other guy's name. I'm okay with their relationship not being front and center either because. So many times you get these kind of movies where they're trying to tell a certain story and it's like, oh, by the way, people are romantically involved. And it's like, do we really need to know that?
Well, that's what I really, because like they could have established,
it's good to know, but
they
could have established everything about it.
They could have established no relationship whatsoever. But when they establish like, this is his ex, they have this history.
Yeah.
And in the very first scene, when even everyone's joking, like, don't freeze. And then he chokes up and he's like, and then they joke about it. You froze. He's like, oh man. Like you can tell like just the chemistry between them and like they don't need to set out this whole spread of like there's romance here.
You don't
it's
need
like,
to see their first
yeah they, you can actually see that there's just history the there of some kind, right?
It doesn't lend to the story, you know, like
it was their
backstory doesn't lend to the what's happening on screen, so so I was really kind of fine with it, but I just kind of thought like, well, I felt like that was not tacked on, but kind of like, well, I guess that did kind of mention that. But
I was surprised we didn't see more of it because the MO usually is to say let's talk about this ad nauseam until we get tired of it, but I felt like there was a deftness in like handling like the relationships between characters that are already pre-established where they didn't want to like spoon feed everything. They're saying, let's let our actors be actors and let them show you that they know each other.
Well, and I thought, what's her name? I mean, I'm looking it up.
That's right. We have the interview.
Sister.
Yes. Shuri was the character. Oh,
was she the one in Black Mirror? No.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, I'm going to look racist.
No, but yes, yes, because I did the same thing.
The best man at the wedding last night said I look like young Michael, and then someone today said I look like young Michael, so don't you worry about feeling
well,
racist.
You know, you do kind of look like young Michael.
See, I know
it's the first thing everyone says.
It's not racist if it's like a true thing where you actually look like him.
But aren't you the guy
who's great as that?
Now they're like, you look like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes, that is completely...
Like, that's different.
That is right.
But the fact that you actually kind of look like...
Yeah. It's the hair, too, right now. If I pick it out, I definitely look like
Yeah, I'm jealous of your fro, man. I used to have a fro back in the day.
Back in the day.
But she stole the show for me.
Oh, totally.
She was great. So good.
She was great.
Maybe like she was having fun. Like, I felt... Like, I love when you watch a movie and you can sort of like put yourself in the place of the actor. I was like, it looks like she just had fun making this movie.
Right.
Like, just such a
total. It looked like everyone so fun. Had fun making the movie. Yeah. Like, it just was.
It was a lot of cool shit to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a lot of like good, cool storyline, cool technology, and cool effects.
I've heard a couple of critiques about how they just kind of overused vibranium as being like the solution to everything.
But why wouldn't they?
Right?
they have a mountain of it.
But they kind of use it. It's like, oh, we can do this. Why? Vibranium. Nothing else? There's no other explosion? Yeah. No, we have vibranium. So I thought it was just a strong metal. It's it does this too. Like
it's force.
The superpower of all superpowers.
It's their force and their speed force.
And I do dig. I dug
speed
out,
force.
Like,
I don't have to explain shit.
Like she was like, you know, an Alfred / you know,
Q, like weapons expert. Like, she was great.
Who's in there? Who's in his head? And like explaining all of his gadgets. You know, your suit's going to absorb energy. And then when you're ready to release
of all of the like, let's arm the hero scenes, like, in which Bond obviously does the most of those.
Right.
But of all the scenes where that's been done, I enjoyed this one the most.
Cause
It starts, and I'm like, oh, they're doing the whole, like, here's all your new technology, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
I always love that, though. I love those scenes.
I usually like it, but you've seen so many.
We have seen it before.
All right, I've seen this before. But you get to see, oh, this is a brother and sister just by the way they interact. And it's kind of a fun
moment. Well, and I felt like they kind of, what they did in this movie that they haven't done in other Marvel movies specifically was they didn't shove the backstory down your throat. There was a couple like exposition scenes, and like the beginning animation was really like cool.
Remind you of it,
but it wasn't like this huge origin story. It's like we have this thing. It's the opening animation where it's like this is Black Panther and this is what's going on here, and blah, 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 and now here's where we're at. We caught you up. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, "Oh, I'm the Black Panther now. Like, what does that mean?" They're like, "Well, you get this and you get that, and great, go for it."
That's what I really liked about Spider-Man: Homecoming too. It's like we already know who Spider-Man is. Like, let's
It's just like here's our Spider-Man. Here and here's what's happening. Yeah. Like, just to explain a little bit, like you have him walking through the lab or whatever.
Yeah, Tony Stark had a go at it. So here you go.
Right,
enjoy these things.
But she was awesome. Daniel
Kaluuya.
The guy from Get Out. Oscar-nominated actor.
He was great.
Just his expression. Every time he talks or like does anything or looks anywhere, like I love the way his facial expressions.
Well, he has like, these
sell
like,
everything.
He has these gigantic emotional eyes.
Yeah,
like he has just real big eyes. It's like he just uses them. It's like man, he can say so much without saying anything. And like the whole love story between him and the other general,
Okoye.
Like
again,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Didn't need to be front and center, but
I didn't even know it was a thing until she's like, you know, I'm not going to let my feelings for you or whatever. And I was like, you guys had feelings for me?
I was a little the same way. I was like, what?
Like maybe that's something that's established elsewhere, but in this movie, it just kind of came out of left field.
I heard there was a deleted scene that like
got it
that had a confrontation between the two of them, like saying, "Well, you're going to do this, and I'm going to do this, but we have this." And
well, and like
that would have helped.
I'm glad that it wasn't there though.
But what's her name? The Okoye. Character's name, Okoye. Name, she was so kick-ass.
So
like,
kick-ass.
So good.
She was the main, the Black Panther's main, like,
she was the general.
Their elite royal guard. And here's, I'll say
threw that
once.
Spear through the car and it, like, flipped over.
She chucked that spear, like, right through
Dude,
the thing.
It was so cool.
What I love that this movie does
that was a racial joke
says,
for everybody there.
It says great things without saying them over and over again or being, like, oh, all of their elite, awesome guards are all women.
Women.
Yep. They don't have to
that
mention
was good.
That.
Right? Yeah.
They just, that's just is, and it's normal.
She's the best.
That's great. Yeah. Like, I love that.
I dug that.
Like, you can do something like that and just be like, here it is.
Yeah, and you don't have to be like, hey guys, they're all women. Did you notice they're all women? They're all women. And then they shave their heads.
Yeah.
And that's because that's the way they want to
look. And they're badass women.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I dug that.
Just do it.
Yeah, they didn't really beat you over the head with it. But
they didn't beat you over the head with anything.
But like, if you're aware kind of it, you know, and like.
That's not true.
If you're aware of kind of.
There are a couple things that they beat you over.
Killmonger's final thing, they beat you way over the head with that.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I would have known that Killmonger was a name that he goes by.
Right, that's the thing. Like, his name's Eric Killmonger, and I'm like, people were saying all this, and I only know it now because I've heard it, but I'm like, why keep calling him Killmonger?
I thought Killmonger was just a name that he came up with.
It sounded like it was like his, like. Like a code name.
Yeah, it wasn't like his actual
last name.
Like
his actual birth name or anything.
Yeah, but his name is Eric Killmonger. And I'm
I feel like his name was like Eric's, like the real last name was like Stevens or something. Like,
Okay. So he was killing
his military
in the
career,
comic book.
Right.
He's a character, I'm assuming.
Killmonger.
Yeah, okay.
I freaking love Michael B. Jordan in that role.
Man. Like, this is the second time Michael B. Jordan has played like a kid from Oakland, and both times I'm just like,
what was the other one?
Because I'm from Oakland.
Creed.
Fruitvale Station.
Oh, Creed.
Oh, was Creed from Oakland too?
It is.
Isn't it? That's the third time then.
Oops.
Oh, your mic's wigging. Is it? No, because that's got to be Philly, right?
I don't think it's Oakland.
Yeah.
For Creed?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been too long since
everything. Every Rocky movie takes place in Philly.
Fruitvale Station.
I have not seen that.
Fruitvale Station is like Ryan Coogler's first movie.
I have not seen it.
It's good. It will murder your heart.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
It's really good.
I'd like to have my heart
really
murdered.
Sad. Like,
I enjoyed him in The Wire when he was smaller. Like,
he's just good.
He was a kid. He was a freaking monster.
He's got charisma for days.
Well, and not only that, but like he seems like he.
And Creed was great. Yeah, Creed was great.
He seems like he takes to heart the whole like you've never learned everything with acting or whatever. Because every time I see him, I'm like, man, are you just getting better?
Yeah,
like he's like getting better with age.
He's
like fine wine, like because like every time you see him, you're like, man,
the late vintage B. Jordan is quite good.
You almost don't recognize. You're like, man. Like, not only are you super ripped in this movie, but, like, your emotions are solidly great.
You can see a little, like, hint of that in The Wire, like, that he carries his character. It's literally nothing like Creed or Killmonger.
Right.
But you see, like, this guy's good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people who are very, very good in the show, but, like, he's one of them.
I just feel like they gave him again, it's like the Marvel villain syndrome. It's like they kind of didn't really use him.
I didn't think
it was
that bad. I definitely feel like they, spoiler alert, killed him too soon.
He should be around. Like,
because he's come, like, you can sort of sympathize with
right.
this guy. Like,
well, that's the thing.
He kind of has a point.
There's all these, another critique that I've heard from other people is like, how come there wasn't like a, let's have this battle. Okay, we'll do it in the morning. Because then they'd be like, well, they can't, because then T'Challa would be like, you actually bring up some valid points. Like,
right.
Like,
yeah. If it took a minute to think about what he's talking about.
Right. So they just like, fight, go for it.
Yeah.
Because you get the feeling that T'Challa would just be like, yeah, right. Like, let's,
because the character we've been shown seems like the kind of guy
I'm not
going to
just like step back and let you be the king, but like, you're not this evil person that.
Okay, what I didn't get is that, like, I didn't get the swing from a decent kid who's watching his father kind of like disappear into the clouds, you know, in the flashback, to how he became evil. You know what I mean?
That's the thing, though. I don't think he's strictly.
I don't think
evil.
He's necessarily evil, he didn't watch his dad fly away in the clouds. He watched something fly away in the clouds, and he ran upstairs and found his dad murdered by the Black Panther.
Right, that's right.
With claw marks and stuff. So, and he knows the story because, like, his dad told him, like,
that was them, right? In the opening crawl, that's him talking to us. That's what I thought.
That's what I picked.
That's how I took it. I took it as that, like, yeah.
And so it's like he knows, and so he knows that now there's this evil that has murdered his father for as far as he knows, no reason. And so it's like, oh man, vengeance.
So I got a question. Like, I don't know if we know the answer or not.
Sure.
But all of the like marks on the inside of their lips, was that given to them, or is that something that like they were born with?
It was given to them. Yeah.
So it's like a little tattoo
that they have, so they can identify.
So like when they're babies, probably
they have vibranium tattoo.
A vibranium tattoo.
Yeah, because
okay.
You can
just
use
curious.
Vibranium to make tattoos.
It's everything.
Because
it
can do everything.
But that was so well done.
Which is what I love when a science. How science, I guess science fantasy would be the better way to describe Marvel movies. But when they have this thing that people don't really know about, it's like, let's just make it do everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Why not?
Why not?
It's made up anyway.
It's unobtainium.
That's so stupid. Like, I know, you know, that movie. Yeah. But still, that is the dumbest name for
unobtainium?
Yes!
No.
Did you know that's a
real? No fault to that movie.
I'm pretty sure, and you can,
P.S., that's
you can
Avatar.
Research this, you can look at the internet. I'm pretty sure that's the name of a real, like a real actual metal was classified as unobtainium.
Unobtainium. No, I mean, that's.
And if you find that, you're going to be so mad that it is real.
I will be.
I could be wrong. Like, I could be wrong.
But yeah, that was one thing about Avatar that I was like, come on.
There's a lot of things about it, but I fucking love that movie. Sorry.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
But yeah, with vibranium being able to do what
it does.
It
just
does
too much.
It
does
a lot.
It just does too much.
It does do a lot.
My phone's not working. Anyway.
Were you gonna
I was going to Google unobtainium. I just believe you that it's a real thing.
Go ahead and believe
the
me.
The results are unobtainable.
Now, Andy Serkis as Claw.
Oh my
that was
gosh.
Fun.
I love.
That was fun.
I saw, you could see in his face, like, the Gollum come out a little bit.
Well, you could see in his face just, that he has a face.
Right. And I love I love seeing him for real. Like, isn't he in more stuff?
Is he always that yoked? I mean,
no, he definitely got bulked up for
he
this.
He was yoked. Yeah.
Well, even from
the last
Ultron, we saw him in Ultron
doing
Claw.
I guess I'm missing.
Yeah,
he's
in Ultron shows up because he knows
Ultron
that he
was the
can
one that's
get
probably
the,
my least favorite. Like,
I just watched him in The Prestige, and he's not this giant buff dude.
No, he
at
is
all.
Not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's also great in that,
great
by the
movie.
Way.
Yeah, he's great in everything, which is why they just like slap his voice in everything and everything.
Yeah.
Because anyway, but he was good again. Like, I just, other than Loki, we have no bad guys because they like, here's a good bad guy. Ooh, he's kind of cool.
Show
and
off.
Then he's dead. I'm like, dang it. Yeah. Like, why'd you kill him? And
it's like, it almost feels like they're putting all their eggs in the Thanos basket. Like, this will be our good villain. Like,
yeah, but he's going to be around for maybe like two movies at most. And nothing's going to be Loki because he can't. Anyway. That's a whole nother story altogether. It's a Marvel villain problem,
but I really liked
Andy Serkis, and like again, like you were saying, like it just looked like people were having fun making a movie.
He was
like,
having
the
most
in
the
casino
fun
scene,
of everybody
in the casino scene or whatever. And is what's it called when they just make a joke to make a joke, or to break the mood? Bathos?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where it's like, oh, man, this was really serious. Yeah. Let's just make a joke in here. For no reason.
Yeah.
And I felt like he did that when, like, they're running and, when like, he shoots out. The ATM and he's like, I made it rain. But I also feel like maybe he just made that up at the moment. Like, I feel like it was totally improv because the way he delivered that line and laughed his ass off afterwards.
I heard that the DVD extras are going to have a lot of, like, Lord of the Rings jokes because it's
right.
Bilbo and Gollum chasing after a precious metal.
Yep. That's so good.
And I hope it's true because I love both of those Tolkien ones.
Well, and that's the other thing. Martin Freeman, we've seen him one other time also. I forget which one he was in.
He was Civil War. Civil War 2 as well.
It was Civil War.
Yeah. Briefly. Like, he's there only for
that's,
like
that's why I forgot it. Like, I totally
Winter
forgot
Soldier
it.
Because I was like, I know he's in something, but I couldn't remember what it was. So I'm glad that it was Civil War because that's where we've seen Black Panther.
I enjoy him.
But yeah, his character in this movie, what, did you just get some Tylenol?
Yeah. No, nice. it's a ibuprofen.
Same difference.
Yeah. Same stuff.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. Yeah. I use ibuprofen too. I don't use acetaminophen.
Ass sphincter says what?
A sphincter says what?
What were we talking about?
Claw.
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman. I went to Martin Freeman.
Good call.
Thank you. I remember shit.
Yeah. Everett Ross in this movie.
Yes. He was great too. Now, kind of getting into the political side of this movie.
Okay, good. Because someone was saying, oh, I didn't like all the political stuff. And so I'm like,
but there's
recall.
Not a whole lot of it.
Yeah, I don't really recall.
Just the way that the movie itself.
Yeah.
But I honestly thought that they were going to kind of ruin it a little bit because I thought that Ross was going to martyr himself by, like, when they're like,
me too.
And I was like, great, the white guy's going to be the guy that sacrifices him. Like, I legit thought it.
Here comes the white guy to make the biggest hero move in the movie.
Then I thought it was going to happen.
Actually, that's a very good point because I actually thought that as it was happening.
I'm so glad it
didn't. I would bet $2 to donut they were doing that on set and they're like, wait a second.
Right.
Because
we can't have the white guy. He saved the day.
I heard there was something else in the movie too. And I can't think of it right now, but they've had other close calls where they almost did one thing and they're like, wait, no, we should do something completely different.
Well, because like,
and I'll think of it by the time we're
first
done,
of all,
sure.
That tech was really cool when they're like, oh, we need you or whatever. And she jumps in the like hover car or the hollow
so
car thing.
Cool.
Like that was cool that she got to do it. And she, like, when they're like, we're going to have you on standby. I was like, what do you mean?
And then she's so excited
battle.
About it. Like, yes.
And I thought like, you can't send her into battle, but then it was all just fake anyway. But it was like so perfect. The way
that was that awesome.
The way they set that up and then bring it back for him, for Ross to do later.
Yep.
She's like, just fly the plane. He's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, just jump in the chair.
I made it American just for you.
Right. But like, it was so funny. And so anyway, the big old gunships come in to like blow him to smithereens and he's, and like, he steps out of it for a second and then does the whole like, I got this.
Yeah.
And he gets back in it. And I was like, he's going to die. Yeah. And
it's going to be the hero.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to ruin so much of what you're trying to do with this movie.
Yeah. They were aware of that.
I feel like a lot of this.
I'm sure Ryan Coogler
is Ryan Coogler saying, like, because he's.
Well, he's also
watching behind
Marvel
the scenes of him,
too,
like, breaking down one of the fight scene in the casino. And he's talking about, like, the evolution of the scene and, like, how they did this and this. And somebody said, oh, we should do this. And he was like, yes. He seems like the kind of person that listens to the people around him when they say, hey, I don't know about this. And is also smart enough to see something himself and be like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, you know what? That does look like something, that.
But he wrote it, too, didn't he? No. Maybe not.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Either. I don't know. I'm going to look it up. But it just seemed like the way the movie was going, and I was like, oh, no.
Like, please no.
Oh, no.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, after, like, empowering. Wasn't it like Wonder Woman was kind of similar? That, like, a man came and saved the day, right? Wasn't there something?
Well, I mean, he saves the human
day. He saves the other men people,
Yeah, he saves the human. He's like, he basically sacrifices himself.
But Diana ultimately saves the world.
I just remember that being, like, some of the criticism was like, well, kinda. And then a man comes and saves the day, and this would be the same thing. Well, the black people are great, and then but a white guy has to come and save the day.
Right.
So, well, duh.
Now I got a question.
Here's the big difference with that critique, and I'll before you get to your question.
Sure.
Sorry. In most movies where that's a problem, it's the outsider coming to fix their problems.
Right.
He's not fixing their problems. He's saving everyone on the outside.
Right.
They're still fixing their own problems.
Yeah. All right. I dig it.
That's the way
it played out. I was like, okay, that's fine. But Ryan I was Coogler wondering.
Is the main writer of the movie.
Oh, right on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So he probably worked with a story that someone else had, but
tweaked it heavily, I'm sure.
So I wonder, like, this reminds me, like, I'm watching. I didn't get to see it for several days, Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
So it was like probably 5-6 days into it before I was able to see it. So I'm able to see a whole lot of feedback on it.
Oh, gotcha.
Sure.
99% glowing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to say, as a person of some color.
My answer will be a slightly more colorful because
you got a little more, color. You got twice as much color.
You have to say of some color. Is that how you classify yourself on your your census paper?
I couldn't say I'm a man of color.
Person of some color.
Because I'm white as fuck.
For those of you who don't know, the census does still have Negro as an option on it.
Does it really?
Do they have,
does it also say Oriental?
Do they have mixed?
I don't know.
I bet it says Oriental.
Because they didn't say mixed for a long time.
It definitely says non, or it definitely says non-white. Hispanic or not Hispanic white or not white Hispanic, but
white.
The census lady comes to my house and I'm like, wait a second.
Also, I don't get
Negro.
I said to her, Negro, please. Right. And then she was white.
I just don't understand.
And she laughed and we had a nice little moment.
How come it doesn't say weird. White? It says, still says Caucasian. I'm like, how come it just doesn't say white?
Nobody says that.
But, I don't know if there was ever quite
from the Caucasoid mountain or Caucasus region.
I don't know if that was ever like the like a social awareness of we're being called Caucasian instead of white, as opposed to the name for Black Americans being changed every 15 years.
Right. You know? Yeah. What's socially acceptable now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Negro, right?
But
Negro. Yeah. It's on the census. It must be.
But God damn it. What was I going to say?
I don't know about something.
You
said as a person of
someone.
Oh, okay. So I was wondering, I remember years ago, when there was a little bit of an arc in Black movies being produced with Spike Lee and John Singleton.
Yep.
And
some great movies, too.
There were some really good ones. And I remember Siskel and Ebert, I used to watch them all the time. Mm-hmm. Loved them. Mm-hmm. And Roger Ebert loved everything Spike Lee ever did. Loved John Singleton. And loved some movies by Black creators that I've thought was junk or not very good at all.
Yeah. So you're wondering if some of this love is elevated because
they're trying to, they're trying to, this was great. I loved it. Yeah. As opposed to seeing it as you might see another movie. How much of your experience in trying to come across as racially sensitive or woke, how much is that affecting what you say about the movie? That was just a thought that I'm sure that's been repeated thousands of times.
Because that got brought up with somebody else that I forget who it was. But anyway, somebody said the same thing where it's like, if I happen to not like this movie, you're going to say I'm racist.
Right.
And it's the same thing when people are like, I didn't like Ghostbusters. And they're like, well, you're a sexist bastard because you don't like women.
That movie's just garbage.
Right.
But if you're
like, I don't know if this is going to be good. And like, you're saying that because it's women. It's like, I'm just saying it because I don't think it's going to be trailer. Good.
Like, did you not watch it?
Now, I've said, I think it was even on the episode with you. I was like, watch it. It's fun.
I watched it. I'm like, it's fun.
It's fun.
Like,
it's not, like I said, I'm never going to choose that.
Definitely
movie.
Saw the valid critiques of it for sure.
But it's a fun film.
Yeah.
But if I say I don't like it, I'm not a sexist. It's just it's not a good movie.
It's a stupid product. Like, they should have never made another Ghostbusters.
Here's the thing.
That's stupid.
Right.
This Ghostbusters is not going to have the same effect on 10 and 12 year olds
decades from now
as it did.
It's like
then.
This new Willy Wonka. It's not gonna have the effect.
Wait, they remade Willy Wonka?
They did.
I know that and I've seen it, but I've totally forgotten that movie.
Yes, I have.
I couldn't tell you anything about that movie except that Johnny Depp's in it.
But the same guy plays all the elves. Sorry.
That's racist.
Yeah, right.
They're not elves.
That's something is
Oompa Loompa lives matter, BJ.
I should learn that. I need to go to school.
But if you don't like Black Panther, at yeah. least have a valid reason. Like, right. I don't say that with anything, too. We have a mutual SeaWorld friend. I don't know if you saw his critique on it. I don't want to call him out on the show.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was predictable as far as movies go. It's probably like one of my least favorite in the Marvel series just because the plot is recycled and this and that. And like, he had some valid points.
Valid critiques. Yeah.
And people were like, oh my God. Somebody got on, I don't know who it was.
I didn't follow that.
Somebody got on his comment train and was like,
and blew it up.
And was like, how dare you? This movie's made for us and this and that. And I'm like, okay. He just had a critique of the movie.
Okay.
Like, right. And like,
yeah. But at the same time, how would you recognize a valid, legitimate critique of a movie with biased opinions because you are prejudiced? You know,
but I know that he's not. And so
I know I think that he's a decent guy.
I think that the language is used when critiquing something.
It would depend. And to his credit, yeah. for sure, he never said anything.
Like, if the critique seems lazy, then maybe you can make that argument. But if he says something like I felt like the plot was predictable.
Yeah. There's some reflections of the movie that you have to be woke to be able to like see and notice and recognize.
There are some things.
And you know, bless Chris, but he's not that woke.
And then there's the stuff that beats you over the head.
But That's true.
As a moviegoer, you have to recognize your own biases, whatever they may be.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
And I recognize that. Look, I was like, when he like literally says, a kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
I love you.
I'm like, that's me. Like, you're literally talking to me right now. Like,
yep.
Now I'm going to automatically like this a little bit more. Because
sure.
you referred to a place that I'm from that yeah, I know right. an sure. experience that
you're like a comic. Who's here
Sharon.
From Jersey?
Exactly.
Jersey. I love Jersey.
I'm from Jersey.
I'm that guy in the audience.
Yeah, for sure. I think we all are. We're all that guy.
That's a thing.
But if you're trying to be critical of something, then you need to be able to separate yourself from that immediate sort of like
yeah.
easiness and liking.
I will give Chris Andrews the complete credit and pass that nothing that he said seemed to be in any way.
I didn't go down the entire comment thread because I
didn't have seen the movie yet either.
Right.
And I was like, don't fucking tell me anything about the movie, please, yet.
Sure. Yeah. Let's not spoil this on Facebook, guys. Come
yeah, please.
And so it was weird to me that one of the first things was like, you have no right to say anything about this
movie.
And I was
like, you gotta expect that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I get where they're coming from to an extent, but it's like, he just had an opinion that the plot was kind of predictable. Yeah. Like,
but you know, at
again, he said, I don't like this because there's black people in it.
That would be
all right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like, but at the same time, that they're like you said, when they say it's a kid from Oakland, you're like, ooh, I'm from Oakland.
Right.
This is a black movie with black characters, black actors, black writers and directors that speaks in a very positive way to black youth
sure.
and black right. American. So they're gonna have their blinders on and
right.
say
right.
that this is a great movie. Not that it's not great, it is great, but it's maybe greater.
So they're gonna have that
may contribute
for sure. And so
to
any
the
kind
same
of,
way yeah, that my kid from Oakland thing
right, is. And any kind of like criticism is gonna be met with, wait a minute, this is a movie for us, and we love this movie, and how dare you try to take this away from us?
Now, I'm just devil's advocating here.
Sure.
Now, is that something that has happened before? And will happen again, where it's like, this movie's made for me, and it's great no matter what. And you're like, no, this movie's kind of garbage. And they're like, no, it's great.
Well, and I mean, like, that's what I'm talking about, like one of these movies from back in the late right. 80s, early 90s. I'm like,
but now did the black community think it was great?
I don't know.
Just because it's a black community movie?
I don't know.
As the representative of the black community. No.
Yeah, I can only tell you how.
You know what I mean? I want to
touch on that for a second while you say that, because there is that sort of prevailing viewpoint from people who aren't black that, and I'm not saying that you said this because I know you did not, is that the black community as a whole feels this way about
right,
this thing.
Right, right, right.
And you hear that a lot, even in reviews talking about this movie, even from like black people. I'm
yes.
like, look, like, bro, like, you don't speak for everyone just because
well,
you're black.
Like,
nor does
right.
anybody.
And along those kind of tokens where you even said, you're like, this is a black movie made by black people, but black actors, and it's for black folks. And it's like, well,
not for black folks. Clearly they're like
right.
trying to get it,
but
to
it
everybody.
Will definitely have an effect on black folks
yeah,
in
will,
a different
yeah.
way
but,
because of those
and
things.
So,
I think that's totally valid.
And yeah. so the fact that it came out right now in this weird political climate that we're in and everything
oh,
that, and all this stuff, but like to me being the whitest guy ever,
Like, nobody's whiter than me.
But like,
nobody's whiter than me. I'm the whitest guy.
Nobody does white better than me. Nobody does white better. I do white better than everyone.
Believe me.
But you're pretty good, Jared.
Jared, I'll say it right now. You are not the whitest person I've ever met.
But so it's funny because, like, for me, I'm like, I just want to see the next movie. In the MCU, like, yeah. Great. And they set it up, and, like, he's a great character and this and that. And, like, to me, I'm not going in going, like, oh, can't wait to see this Black movie.
Right.
Exactly. No,
I mean, but there's a lot of people that are like, this movie, it means so much. And, like, yeah. It's so, and I'm like,
and it's like no coincidence that it's called Black Panther. And there's like a history of Black Panther.
I wouldn't pretend
Black
to
community.
Know exactly why people feel that way, but these are things that, and I'm not that kind of person who goes into a movie and saying, like, oh, here's a movie all about Black people. Like, I love this movie because it's all about Black people.
Right.
But even I sit there and notice, I'm like, hey, here's this movie with a bunch of, like, great Black actors in it.
Yep.
All Black a lot of Black characters. There's no drug dealers.
Right.
There's no servants.
Right.
There's no.
Right.
And then, like,
the worst character is major, Killmonger's dad.
Right.
But he's still
and even he has
legit,
kind of a legit reason to be.
Yeah,
the,
he's a decent dude.
And they're all being complete human beings.
And that's the dude
and
from
not caricatures of Black people.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
From the outside,
yes,
which is probably why.
Right. Yeah.
People see it and go, "Oh my God!" Like.
No,
I mean, at least for me, like that's how I
feel.
Well, right, and you,
this full round of characters,
can speak to that.
Yeah,
way more than I can.
Maybe a little.
And only twice as good as I can. So.
Wait, no, like 1.5 times, right?
Maybe it's yeah, it's a like yeah. Who knows?
But
who knows?
Again, like devil's advocating, like they don't need to point out that like. The
no.
women are the generals.
No,
and
they don't.
But people are harping on. They're not harping on the women or the generals. They're harping on, like, there's two white guys in this movie, and this is a Black movie. Black. And I'm like, you don't need to hammer it in that hard.
No.
Like,
no.
As far as the media goes,
because I don't feel like the movie does that at all.
That's what I'm saying.
So
the movie does not do that. It does it at one point.
Did you think, though, when it was first kind of like the movie was playing out, and there's like a main villain, and he's Andy Serkis, he's a white guy, did you think...
I was kind of like, oh no.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Well,
I did too.
That's one of those where I was like, oh no.
Like, here we go.
They
like, exactly.
Be the white
right.
man.
But they didn't.
The white
then,
devil.
But they didn't.
Right. But they didn't.
They did.
And they had also, and well, what they also did well is they also established and reminded us that we had seen him deal vibranium before.
Yeah.
So, like,
he's
you know,
just
that
here
he's
be,
not just like, I'm going to take him down.
The Tolkien.
I needed that
right.
reminder
Tolkien,
too.
White guy.
I forget little details like that all the time.
So.
And so, the only time that me as a white male felt that they were really trying to hammer it home was at the very end when Killmonger's like, Just work with me. And he's like, no, man, when he's like trying to convince him, like, I'll save you. We can save you. And he's like, no.
I didn't like that. Like, well, I got to say, I didn't like that.
Well, and then he says, like,
what,
you
that
know,
he was trying to
my ancestors
save him,
jumped
or
in,
that
bury
was...
me in the ocean because my ancestors jumped in the ocean because they realized that
it's
death
better
is better
be...
than bondage.
Death right.
Bondage, and like, that's a really good line. But,
great
it is.
But that's the only time in the movie where me as a white dude is like, you guys are hammering this a little
hard. I didn't feel that way, honestly.
But again, this is me
that's
as a
true.
White guy.
And we all have our perspective,
yeah.
for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
We all have our, yeah, our
I
experiences.
Love that.
I
obviously,
definitely see
I,
that.
I remember that line because it's so good. But it was the only time that I was like, this is your line where you are pushing your agenda. That's the only time that it felt like that for me.
What's the agenda?
Not the agenda, but just the idea of, like, this is a Black movie about Black issues and this and that.
Huh.
Like, that's the only time, because that line, it's so emotionally captivating.
It's definitely, like,
it's
loaded.
Powerful.
It's a loaded line.
It's a great...
Absolutely.
It's in there
like,
to get
But that was the only time where I was like, you said that for that reason.
Huh.
But I don't
think
that's...
how it felt for me.
I didn't feel like I would...
It was...
I would agree more, not that I totally disagree with you, because I don't... But if it felt outside of the realm for that character, I'd be like, they just threw that in there just to get the reaction. But it felt in line with what, like,
well, that's
he
the thing.
Say.
Like I said, it was his most memorable line in the movie.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, to me, it was the only time where I was like, okay, you're pushing this Black thing. Like,
it's where it puts you more into the real
you
world.
You know, I think
it
maybe.
It brings you into the real world of it less than, like, this is a fictional
piece. No, this is a comic
movie. It might be like
movie.
A gift sort of wrapped up for the Black audience. Here you go. Here's something really good.
But it's also
a good message.
100% to do exactly what it did to me.
Make you feel what? Guilty? or like
no, just remember it.
Just to like, make ooh, you think
like,
about
just
it.
To make powerful. Me, like, think that's about a memorable, later. Powerful moment yeah. of the
which
movie.
Is, which is good.
Of course.
Jared. Well, no. Let's put your... No, I mean, what I'm saying is like... Let's,
no.
Let's put even my brother's like oh, constantly yeah. Yeah. harassing right. To bed because...
Yeah, just let him listen to this one.
Yeah, because...
Wait, what?
Because
wait, what's his constant
he claims
harassing?
That I'm the biggest racist on the and face of the earth.
He has a black friend, Tony. I'm in the room.
I have a black friend. I know a black guy.
Look, black people love Jared. We don't love anybody more than we love Jared.
I got the most black friends.
I have the most black friends.
I do black guys better than
nobody,
anybody.
Hold
I
have on, the let me blackest friends.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's got blacker friends than me. My friends are the blackest. So.
Oh, man. God.
I love that. I love that that's in my brain because yeah. it came up a year ago. This
oh,
post of the 24 things, 24 of the many, many things that
the
Donald Trump
that.
Is the oh yeah, the best in history yeah. that ever was. Nobody understands this better than me.
Oh, man.
I'm the only one who gets it. Yeah. So anyway, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So I want to bring up a point. It's hard to like separate the politics of our world from the politics of a fictional world, especially when it's just so like,
right.
I mean, obviously this is made by real people and it's told from the viewpoint of people at a certain time. And like, you know, Black Panther came up in the '60s mm-hmm. and then you have the Black Panther Party and they had civil rights. And mm-hmm. it's hard to look at a story like this, not through the lens of our reality.
Right.
So I'd be hard pressed to find anybody who can just look at this completely objectively from this. Like, I'm only going on information that I know of from the Marvel Universe. I'm not bringing right. human history into this at all. Like,
right.
Like, that's just not a reality. Like,
it's
we're
not,
gonna look at it.
I'm gonna
well, see, that
probably...
was the thing. Like, that's how I tried to go into it because, again, yeah. it.
And if, I don't if, think if, anybody
if
should.
If you're trying to say, like, the target audience is, like, a young black man, mm-hmm. and that's who your target audience is, like, for me, like I said, I went into it, like, I want to see the next Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And so that's how I tried to go into it. I didn't take into account all the...
But like any great like yeah, literature or art, you know right. that like there's always like a subtext
oh,
that's
yeah,
like
yeah,
a,
yeah.
that's
that
like,
you can find while you think about it later.
Yeah,
on,
you're like,
or
oh,
that you
this
right
is
away.
Really like a reflection on blah blah blah, you know, and which I think is a testament. It's
but,
good.
But now for you,
yes.
did you go into it like I can't wait to see this movie? Like I can't wait to see the Black Panther.
Yeah, it was both of like, them. It was both
I
of
mean,
them. It was both.
Because for
like,
me, I was like, I can't wait to see the next Marvel movie.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, but
I'm like,
I imagine
that
it's
cool.
It does look cool.
But
it does look cool.
But when
because
it came
I
out,
heard
like,
about
I can't
it,
wait for
that,
this.
Like, I want to see
this
yeah.
Black movie to come out.
No, I guess there was part of that for me. I mean, that was part of that for me. Was like, I mean, but part of it like was married to this Marvel universe that I've been fallen that I've fallen right. in love with and been part of for the last 10 years or more,
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so I want to see
18
oh,
years,
yeah, 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 17 yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Iron
yeah.
Man came out in 2001.
Jeez Louise.
And
so,
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. And not only that, these are like storylines and characters that I've been in.
Wait, no.
Like,
Iron Man
for
was
40 years or more.
2001?
I believe so.
No.
I believe so. 17 years, I think.
Could
that's
be
right.
wrong.
My God.
But I think I'm right. I don't know. I don't have a guess on that.
I thought it was like 2008.
I'm going to say 2003. That's my guess.
Let's all just put numbers out there.
2003 is my guess
all over the board.
For Iron Man.
Iron Man, 2008. Damn it.
Oh, snap. So only 10 years. Like
maybe
literally.
Harry Potter was 2001.
So I was gonna say 2001, a story of him in the Middle East with terrorists?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would fly.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. So
fly, ooh, no pun. Sorry.
Oh, terrible.
Terrible.
That joke's on the no fly list.
That joke got stopped at TSA. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is February. It's stupid.
I don't get it.
No, that was, okay. was calling back to my dumb joke.
Yeah,
okay.
joke
yeah, but your joke at the beginning killed it.
Yeah.
That was killed it.
That's
so.
Yeah.
What do we think of just sort of okay, so one of the other critiques about this movie was that we have this hyper advanced society and they can still decide the passing of power by trial by combat. And it's sort of like a play on like, these are noble savages and
sure.
that's not okay to say. What did you guys feel about that?
I dug it because I understand tradition. Mm-hmm.
That's how I saw it. Like it was history and tradition. They're keeping the African way, you know, I'm assuming, you
in
know,
spite of all these advances,
right. Yeah. We still have
that's a hard
I
word.
Think it's like, to me, it was like honoring
this
a tradition
is still
that,
to us.
Yeah.
Right.
Honoring a tradition that they've carried on for
sure.
thousands of years, I'm guessing.
Right.
You know,
and it's not, and it led me to believe that nobody ever is like,
I'm gonna challenge.
They just that way do too. It because like, it's part it feels of the,
like, yeah. And I think that was probably one of the complaints about like predictability, because it was like there'll be no challenge today.
Right, and there'll
be
no challenge.
And you're like, well, you know, clearly there's a challenge coming right. from somebody.
Yeah.
And so,
but then the guy that challenges is like the guy that comes and saves the day later. So yeah. it's kind of like, that
was
again.
Oops, that was my one thing in the movie that I felt
thought,
like,
nah.
All right, that's a movie thing,
right?
Because he sounded pretty staunch. Like, no, like you guys handle your own shit. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna stay up here, and they come in and save the day anyway. I'm like. Right.
I don't know.
They didn't really give us any reason for him to do that.
He showed him mercy, so, you know. Yeah, you know, he was a benevolent like.
But he said we were even. Like you said, you showed me mercy. I'm going to show you mercy. Now we're even.
Right.
Go do your thing. And then they show up. So I don't know. That's the only part of the movie where I felt like, all right, this is.
I think that maybe his like.
I don't know if that was entirely character driven,
right?
Yeah.
If that was just plot driven, but
my instincts are like that.
Totally,
the character was able to set aside his own personal like agenda
for the greater good.
He saw
we have a bigger,
he saw
bigger
he's like
war
I still
fight.
Do I would love to take the king, you know, be the king of our Wakanda, but in the meantime we have to protect Wakandans. So
well, my big thing was I was on board with, I guess at the end of the movie, his aspect the whole time. It's like, you guys have been harping on this, like holding back this technology, which could literally
save
many
the
people's
lives
and
medical
and
advancements.
Like, it's ours. It's ours. And no one is allowed to have it. And we're secret. And no one knows we're here. And no one will ever know. And then nope. And so the Killmonger story, I was like, he wants to use the wrong way.
That was good.
But he wants to use the spread the wealth, basically.
Yeah.
And he wants to right wrongs, right. Like all across the world.
And he wants to use
and
the
what's
power.
So bad about that?
Exactly.
And well, I want to kill a lot of people doing it.
Right.
Oh,
that's the bad part.
Okay,
but
hold
like
on.
He knows the power that's there, and he knows that they have the end all be all to all the world's problems and the crazy vibranium super thing. But it's like, that was the one part of the whole story to me. I was like, why are you guys so selfish? Are you fucking selfish?
Because it's
like,
worked for them.
I guess, too. Like, and part of me like got caught up in the
so
fantasy
as far as
of
like
it.
The traditions of stuff. I'm like, I know it's tradition
sort of like,
that you're keeping it secret, but like, why are you keeping it?
And like, I know that like Wakanda is an invented place, but part of me was lost in the fantasy of like, they could fix everything. They could fix everything in the world.
But think of even
save us, Wakanda.
Modern or not. It's not modern now because there aren't so many of them left, but like isolationist societies in our world are very much like, no, we're going to do our thing. You guys do your thing, whatever. Like, why should we care? Which, you know, sucks.
Sure.
Normally they don't like advance their own technology and civilization.
But if there was some isolationist technology that was like, we can wipe out all disease from all persons ever. And
if you're not sharing it,
shit.
You're not that cool.
You don't get it. Right. Like,
which like, no, not for white people.
Dude. No. As funny as that is, here's the thing. I don't understand why there was so many lack of accents and so much English being spoken.
Yeah.
Now, did you either of you see Coco?
No.
I would push the tangent train button, but I unplugged my phone because it was running out of batteries. I want to talk about Coco for 2 seconds. Really, really good. Mm-hmm. Great Pixar film. Super emotional at times and whatever. But the movie takes place like in Mexico, 100% in Mexico.
And there's
and
a lot of English
there
spoken.
Is nothing but English being spoken and like two Spanish words the
now,
whole time.
Now, are they English spoken with a Mexican accent?
Kind of ish, mostly.
I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad, but I'm like,
it's
Samantha. Oh, I'm good. Samantha and I were just sitting there and we're like, 5 minutes into the movie, I leaned over and I was like,
is there going to be any Spanish?
I leaned over and I was like, there is no way that they'd be speaking English right now.
Right.
Like, well, you watch Joan of Arc, you know, or something
like
that.
Yeah, movies
like
that, too.
There's lots of pieces. Yeah. And so, like, I get where they're coming from. They're obviously trying to.
It's for the American market.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Mostly, or English-speaking market.
Right.
And that gives them the tool of, like, we can speak our own language when we want.
And they throw in stuff here and there, but I'm just like, this should all be in Spanish. Anyway, it was the same thing. It kind of reminded, because we saw him back-to-back. We saw Black Panther and saw Coco.
I always think of that whenever I see movies
like that. And when I'm watching Black Panther, there's people that have a very thick accent. Even Chadwick Boseman's putting on the T'Challa, like, very thick accent.
Is he English?
And then
I don't know.
And
I've never, like, looked into his background.
And there's just not it's not completely throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, would you even, like, how come you're speaking English right now? Like, it was just kind of weird.
Yeah. Like right now, it seemed like a good time to be speaking your native language, but
right.
not.
But
other times you do.
Right. Yeah. But I'm like, why are you, you're in your home country. Like, why aren't you speaking the native language when you obviously are doing it sometimes, like, but not throughout the whole time?
The obvious answer is that, well, they probably didn't feel like people would just still be into this movie if they're speaking a different
language.
Well, same thing with Coco. It's like, you know,
if you had to read subtitles the whole time, you'd be like,
it's the same difference.
I don't mind that.
Right.
If they chose that, I'd be like, wow, a ballsy choice.
Right.
I would probably think that was awesome, actually. But I know most movies can't get away with
it. Is it Disney?
What?
Coco?
It's Pixar.
Pixar.
Which is Disney?
Pretty much, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's Disney.
Yeah, everything's Disney.
I'm Disney, probably. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those things where I was like, you know your native language. You're using it throughout the movie, but you're not using it all the time.
Right.
And it's just kind of weird.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
How come we're not? Weird. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. You speak English, too? Sorry. I'm racist.
So racist. We all are. Black Panther's not, though.
No, not Black Panther.
So... Yeah, I mean, final thoughts? Like,
I want to see it again.
Did you
like,
think
I really want to
like,
see it again. Like, it's a good
it's
enough
like
the, movie that I want
to
see it
think
again.
It's, do you think it's good enough to earn all the praise that it's getting? Or do you think it's getting all the praise because it's Black Panther?
I think...
If that makes sense.
I think a little bit of A and a little bit of B. It's a good movie.
Like, it is
it's
a good movie.
I don't... There's nothing I see where I go, like, this is glaringly bad. I don't know why people are thinking this is good. Is it the best Marvel movie I've seen recently? No.
Right.
That title goes to Thor Ragnarok. Like, I had the
that
most
was a lot of
fun
that was
watching
most fun.
That movie. And for me, like, fun is a big important... When I'm watching at least a comic book movie...
Absolutely.
Like, that's an important part of it.
My big critique as far as the MCU goes is that this serves no other purpose in the MCU other than to show you more of Black Panther.
Well, to show you that Black Panther is a force
like
to be reckoned with, you know, I think.
I like world building. Like, they show... They flesh out the world
that's
a little
true.
More.
Yeah, but there's no...
Cool.
Like I said, there's no Infinity Stone, but I'm sure there is because obviously
and
there has to be
are
one there.
No, here's the other thing, and this is one of the through-line critiques of MCU movies.
Right.
Stakes. Where are the stakes?
Right.
And you get a little bit of it when it's like, oh my god, this guy actually gets to become king. Like, maybe he's going to do something and, like, wreck some shit.
Well, he not would, only yeah, that,
it
suffers...
It was clear that he would. It was clear, I thought.
It also... Yeah. It suffers from the... I mean, kind of what Spider-Man Homecoming suffered from, where it's like, it suffers from being a middle movie. And that's hard to say in the MCU because it's like movie 13 of 28
like
or whatever happens
to hold you
to be.
Over until the next big thing happens.
And so we had a trailer for Infinity War before we all got to see Black Panther. And so we know that a big chunk of Infinity War with all of our favorites are going to be
including
on Wakanda.
Black Panther.
Yes.
Including Black Panther. Yeah,
because
you see
they're
him
in
there.
Wakanda. Like you see them, there's a big battle happening in Wakanda and you know that. And you see
so
Captain America wearing like dark
movie,
colors,
so you
he's got
know
the beard, and like
that it's all going to work out.
Well, not only that, but you know that like
you know that
like
anyway.
Why? Well, I no, mean, right? But
well,
but,
yeah.
but what I'm saying is like it suffers from like this is great to show me Black Panther, but as far as the grand scheme of things, it's like okay, well, how come you're not showing me like
so? Here's a good.
There's no connections in this movie
here's
to the MCU other than like
then.
Ross and other than like
and
Claw being
to,
there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do
to,
we
but
need
you don't see any
Civil
other characters.
War,
do we need every MCU movie to serve the larger narrative?
But this one doesn't.
It doesn't. No.
And but that's what I mean. It kind of suffers
well,
as far as the MCU goes.
It certainly does, though, for the
because
next
you
one.
Know that it's coming. You're like, oh man, I want to see
Infinity
freaking
Wars.
Hulk
yeah.
there, man.
Sure, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so,
because I felt that way.
So
about,
did Ragnarok serve like the MCU very well? Much? I mean,
only a little bit.
It kind of shows
at
that there.
The
one it also establishes, other than the Guardians of the Galaxy, that there is
that,
this
and that's kind
of
hard. To, that's
kind of
hard.
Space
world
yeah,
out there.
That's kind of hard
right.
to tie together. But clearly, they're going to be part of Infinity War. So.
Right, but they're showing you that other than the Guardians of the Galaxy, like other people can travel through galaxies and travel through space, basically, because that's what he does in that movie.
I feel like they use movies. They use entire movies as character development for like a single person. Like this entire movie
for
is character development for Black Panther.
Absolutely.
Ant-Man,
much like Homecoming is in character
Spider-Man,
development for Spider-Man because
yep.
we're not going to get any of that
right.
in Infinity War. They're
nope.
just going to be there and
They're
doing
there.
Things. So.
Well, and it's totally worth it. But like, as far as like the grand scheme of the MCU,
no,
it's
this,
just
this
one
takes
of those
us
like
no steps
this doesn't
further
do
to
any
answers
yeah, it doesn't
to
do
anything.
Anything to further that story.
No,
it's
doesn't.
Just.
But it's like Star Wars. I'm okay with them telling a standalone story and then
sure.
like let the movie like move on and then in the next episode.
As long as they don't make me think it's going to tell me something,
right?
Which again is a fault of like marketing and the things that we consume outside of the movie. Which
oh no, we lost you again.
That was this. It's clearly
this
that
my
thing.
Cord yeah. keeps coming out.
That's that shit cord.
You just gave him a whole shitty set. He's had to hold the microphone.
Oh my God. I'm suffering over here.
It's a black guy.
Oh my God. And cut.
I supplied the headphones. I mean, those are working, right?
No, the headphones are fine.
Oh, yeah,
you're welcome. You're welcome. It's me, dude. Beautiful. It's me and my own like prejudices.
Thank you, so. Mr. Jordan, for the headphones.
For the fine headphones.
That's the only time I'll do that. Overall, as long as it shows us the characters a little bit more, so we get to know them, so we don't have to complain about that in another movie. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it set everything up. I really liked all the characters. Like, I really liked even Killmonger. Like,
there's nobody in this movie that I'm like, why am I watching this person on screen right now?
They were all so good, and I felt like their stories were all justified.
Okay, one thing that I did have a little bit of an issue with, it was the killing of Andy Serkis's character, who I forget his name.
That felt really fast.
Claw.
Yeah, it did seem like thrown away. It seemed thrown away. I'm like, well, if you're going to set him up as such a villain, and then his
problem for them.
Well, he is like... before Killmonger, he is the main villain.
The outside
and his
threat.
Death is kind of like,
because he knows about Wakanda and he knows about vibranium. Right. But that's them. That's the villains where they're just like, yeah, whatever. You don't need a villain.
I said my one glaring problem with this movie was that the CG models for the final fight looks kind
of
weak.
Oh yeah, you know, there were parts of that where I'm like, you hate when like, when it cuts to a shot and they're fighting and flipping through, and you're like, oh god, this is a cartoon.
Well, most of it is real good, but there's so much CGI and like some, like it was so dumb. So there's a scene, I think it's right before the train when they're like fighting
when they're falling
through the air, and I was like, Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 3, yeah, for
Spider-Man
me.
2.
Yeah.
It's him and Doc Ock like fighting, and I was like,
I guess because I think more highly of the whole story of Spider-Man 2 a lot more than Spider-Man 3, I think of like Spider-Man 3 as like, man, oh, here we go.
Oh, as far as that specific scene, because like him and Doc Ock are fighting
really
through the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is exactly the
they need to lose that.
Yeah.
Like, they need to figure out a different way.
That whole set piece of the fight on the train, I wasn't a huge fan of.
Because what I did like in Civil War was how they used like the characters, the superheroes, running really fast.
That was
one of the first times that
they
had done that.
They should do.
They absolutely should. They can run 70 miles an hour or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so I enjoyed seeing that.
The whole car chase scene in Civil War.
That was like comic book heaven there. That was like,
and then that same movie you get like the small space fight between Winter Soldier and Captain America and Iron Man, and it's like, wow, look at how like in sync they are in their fighting styles and like things like that that are so cool and unique. And in this, like the fighting in the casino scene feels very indicative of each individual character. Like,
wasn't that like a
the way
continuous
they all fight,
shot?
Yes, which is beautiful.
Casino scene was like a started up here,
and
followed
it felt
it down,
like there was so much attention given to like the detail of how each of them fight. Like Okoye fights very traditionally with the spear, and she looks badass while doing
she's
it.
So cool.
She does.
And Shuri. Not sure. I'm sorry. Nakia fights very much like a person who's been in the outside world. Like she goes for the gun when she can get it and things like that. And this final fight wasn't very indicative of either of their individuality. It's just like two guys in CGI suits punching each other.
And not only that, but like you mentioned it before, like the train fight where it's like, remember an hour ago when we showed you the train and like, oh,
how it does
look,
the specific
this
thing.
This is going to turn off
and
the thing.
Come
and
back.
It shows it. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks for explaining that to me now. Because now I know later it's going to.
That's going to come into play.
Oh, and look, they're fighting on the train tracks. So as soon as
they
land on the train track, you're like, great, he's going to
lower
the power and blah, blah, blah.
I thought that they used that as a pretty effective tool for moving the characters along, like having them a moment where they can talk to each other and I don't know. I kind of enjoyed that.
But if that's the case, you don't need to spell it.
They spelled it out pretty good.
And then show it to me
but
again.
Sometimes I do need it.
But again, that's like a super nitpicky thing.
Fight
on the train track.
Indicative
of
the quality of the entire movie.
Right.
It's like the one minor shortcoming on my part. Everything else, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had fun. I was into it.
Two thumbs up.
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
dear God. I didn't buy it, but I'm going to buy it because I like listening to the
music. I have Apple Music.
Oh, well, there you go.
So much of it was just really, really well done. And like you said, one of the very first things when I was like, overall thoughts of the movie, you're like, it's pretty. And I was like, hell yeah.
It's super pretty. Like, that was my first thought.
When they go to the altered plane or whatever it is, it's like,
when they break, yeah, when they break through.
It's like all the old kings in the tree. Yeah, and the panthers and then jumps down.
The green, the purples and the pinks.
Yeah, the first reveal of Wakanda. When they like break through the cloak and
get right. And
then all of a sudden, boom, you're in this. Like, I was like, this is well done.
Yeah.
Like, this looks good.
It has that slight better touch than, like, the first time you see Asgard where you're like, wow, that looks fake. It,
right.
Like, it looks like that could be a real fantasy place.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good.
To me,
it's a beautiful, it like, dreamy fantasy
it
place.
It didn't come too quickly for the movie goes, but, like, going back to something we were talking about, Avatar, because I really love that movie. Mm-hmm. But, like, in Avatar, there's a good 45 minutes to an hour before the sun goes down. And then the sun goes down, and it's like,
oh wow.
This place is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Right.
Or it gets, you see all like the bioluminescence
like
and stuff.
First and then
right.
Bam.
Where you're like, wow, it's really pretty. Look at the waterfalls and the trees and stuff. Yeah. And then the sun goes down finally, and you're like, holy. And even though he's like, has the torch and he's ruining it, and then she finally puts the torch out, and it's like,
you don't
holy
need that.
Shit, this place is gorgeous. Yeah. It's the same feeling where it's like, wow, Wakanda is beautiful. I just felt like they kind of showed it too quickly.
So speaking of which, are you excited about the Avatar sequels?
If they ever happen.
I thought they're working on it. Like
I thought it was
like
a go.
It's a
they've
go.
Supposed to have been a go since the first one came out.
I don't know. I've heard news and I don't hear news until
I'm
it's
not excited
like
to see Sam Worthington do anything again, honestly.
Now, which one is he now?
He was the guy, Jake Sully.
He's the dude.
Oh, the main guy.
Jake Sully.
He's the native who's better at being native than the natives.
He was forgettable. So yeah.
Avatar's perfect.
Clearly it never didn't resonate with me.
Man.
At first when you said Sam Worthington, I was like, is he the dude who was in Jurassic Park? And then
Sam Neill.
In Peaky Blinders.
Welcome.
Yeah. He kills it in Peaky Blinders.
So
he kills it. But anyway.
So yeah, basically I like the movie. Go see Black Panther.
Go see it. Go see it. It's fun to watch. It's fun
to
talk about.
Did you guys stay to the end? Did you watch both credit
both?
Scenes?
Now wait a minute. Both? Because they turn the lights on after one.
You piece of shit.
Tell me about it.
So that's the other part.
Maybe I did.
That first after credits scene is where it's, I don't think, almost been criticized, but it's definitely been talked about as being like a very political part where he says, like, wise men build bridges, fools build barriers.
Absolutely.
And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a direct take. Yeah,
and okay.
Coogler
okay.
came out and he said, we wrote that way before the election. Like, we didn't know what was going to happen. Like,
right.
We're not taking a dig at Trump.
And then what was the second one? Because damn it, because I did have to
the second one was where he actually show that
see,
Bucky's been there
the
whole
Winter
time.
Soldier.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Chilling there.
Yeah. Why did they turn the lights up at Ultra Star?
Why do you not know that there's a fucking end
always
credit
always wait till
scene?
The very end, BJ.
Even if it's
because
stupid and Howard the Duck,
we've been doing this for 10 years.
I know, but god damn it.
Ever since I want to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.
We like, went to the drive-in. And like I was like, there's the first credit scene after they get all the actors. And then there was that one. And Samantha's like, I have to pee. And I was like, me too. We can make it. Yeah. So we went to the bathroom and then walked back to the car and sat down. I was like, just in time.
Damn
the second one.
That's awesome.
I would have went back and saw it. Well, I'm going to go see it again.
Do you know?
Now I'm gonna watch
do you know the why is he White Wolf? Is that like a thing?
Is
there a White Wolf thing?
I don't know if there's a thing in the comics.
I feel like there's
about
a thing. I feel like they did
so
that
he's in Wakanda the whole time. Is that what it's? Really?
Well, and we've seen him that he has an arm, so he's going to have an arm. He's going to probably have like a claw, like
claw does,
like
right.
Vibranium
a claw. I hope they give him a vibranium arm.
Why would they not? He's there.
But they're there.
You got vibranium.
They're fixing his brain.
Basically, what they're showing is that Shuri basically cured him of being
being a programmed killer.
Yeah, so now he's like all good guy.
Awesome.
So now we have 19,000 good guys and one bad
guy.
So
we can set him up for becoming Captain America because that's what's going to happen. Spoiler.
Yeah, phase 17.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, the potty's calling me. So
yeah. Well, that's why we take a commercial break.
Which none of us took advantage of.
I told you.
It didn't call my name. We've been talking for an hour since then.
Oh, it's been a while. So,
yeah.
But anyway, thanks, Rich, for being here.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Yes,
anything to plug or no? Nothing.
Even if the movie's not brown, I love to come and talk to you guys.
We had you on Star Wars.
We'll
right?
be Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm not brown. I'm not plugging anything.
Well, because you're busy enough with all your photography.
Looking like young Michael Jackson.
You don't need any work.
Busy enough looking like young Michael.
Yeah, if you want young Michael Jackson to capture your
moments. I am selling prints. If you go to richshoots.com, they're limited edition prints.
I'm a big Prince fan.
Come get
no, oh, stupid. Prince.
Not beautiful, although they do have to be beautiful to go on your wall.
But anyway, thanks, man.
Thanks for having
good
me.
Good stuff. Yep. Always and, a pleasure. Go check out Black Panther and let us know what you thought about that. But for now, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Bye, y'all.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.